Amen, amen, amen. I would like us to get into the word of the Lord. We want to read from the book of Colossians. By the way, last week we had a very, very powerful conference here in Dallas, and we had a man of God. I know some of you were able to attend the meetings, and I'm still actually in the mood of that conference and what God did through that conference. I believe there's deliverance in our city, and there are some things that we learned that I feel are very transformational, things that if we are geared towards learning the word of the Lord, there's a transformation taking place in our city. There's some kind of a unity that is coming together, God bringing together the local body in the city. And so there's a movement that is going on, and as a church, we don't want to be we don't want to miss this move that is taking place. Last Friday, we had a kesha organized by all the pastors in Dallas, and we met at Nema Gospel Church, and you should have been there to see the number of people. Almost the church was full. People are hungry for the presence of the Lord. Amen. And so as a church, I don't want us to be left behind. You know, when these meetings are called, they are for us. They are for us to come and connect with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is hard this morning. Can you all stand up on your feet? Stand up on your feet. You got to talk to me. Okay, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. 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 Breathe out. Breathe in. In. Breathe out. Okay, have your seats in the presence of the Lord. You need some oxygen running through your blood. Amen. That you can be able to respond. Praise the Lord. So these meetings are organized for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when they are called, I'm not taking you through a guilt trip. I'm just giving you some information. And I know some of us might say, I saw it, but something happened. I couldn't attend. So I'm being put on. No. I'm not here to put anybody on a guilt trip. I'm just here to give us information, because there's a movement that is going on through the city. And I don't want us to miss the bus. Praise the Lord, as a church. It is because it is in such movements that the Lord not only brings a corporate revival, but brings individual revival even in our lives. Praise the Lord. It's just like when there is showers. You know, when there is a shower, not only is there a corporate showering of the city, like the rain benefits everybody, but it also benefits the individuals. It is how the movement of God works. And so we need to be committed, because, you know, when you see such a group of people that are hungry for the presence of the Lord, it tells me that there's something that is happening even in our city. Praise the Lord. And let us continue to connect. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to call upon the name of the Lord, even in individual lives. It is the commitment, your prayer commitment each day of your life, that when each one of us is committed and we come here each and every morning or every Sunday morning, we are bringing those individual revivals. And I tell you, when we are having a service, it will be an explosion. Amen? Why? Because Pastor Francis brings his revival that he received because out of his devotion with the Lord in the morning. James brings his revival that he had his commitment in the morning. I bring my revival that I spent with the Lord in the morning. And guess what? When we come here on a Sunday morning, oh my goodness, it will be an explosion. I still believe that we have not tapped into what God has called us into. Amen? That there's still so much that is untapped out there, that the Lord is waiting for somebody to call out for him. Amen? The Bible tells us that the world waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen? And so it is going to take the diligence of me, it is going to take the diligence of each one of us calling upon the name of the Lord in our individual lives, honoring the Lord. And when we come here, it will just be a celebration. And I'm calling the Lord, I'm dedicating my life to praying for us, so that we may seek and get into the closet and call upon the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. May we receive that admonition in the name of Jesus. And may that be the portion of each and every believer, each and every sister, each and every brother, each and every family, so that we can be passionate for the presence of the Lord, church, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want us to go into the book of Colossians, chapter number 1. And as I told you, I'm still in the spirit of that conference that just ended. And so I thought of bringing something that was introduced into that conference. And I believe that we are going to be blessed this morning before we all dismiss here shortly. The book of Colossians, chapter number 1. And I'm going to read from verse number 15 to verse number 17. Praise the Lord. Now the Bible says, "For by him were all things created." And I think I'm reading from verse number 16. "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." Praise the Lord. "All things were created for him and for him." Praise the Lord. "And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." Okay, we're also going to go into the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 3. Hebrews 11, verse number 3. If you don't have it on your Bible, I know Sister Lorraine is going to do to us due diligence and put it on the screen up there, and then you can read. And now, this is what Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 3 reads. This is what it says. "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know what you would really love to know if there would be a source that has everything that you ever needed on this planet. So that if you came across a need in your life, and you knew that there was a certain place that you could go, and you'd find every kind of an answer to the problem that you had. I don't know what value you could give to that place, and I don't know how often you could frequent that place. If you knew that this place, that when I go, every time I have a need, I'm able to get into that place, and just as I get into that place, there it is, the answer to the problem that I have. But many times we find that we are surrounded by many needs in our lives, and sometimes we go many, many years, months, and sometimes we spend quite a bit of time before we have realized or we have answers to needs that we encounter every time. Now, there are things that we encounter in this life that sometimes baffles us, and sometimes if we would be asked as individuals, we wouldn't want to encounter any problem. But there's one thing, there's one thing Jesus said when he ascended into heaven, that be cheerful because I have overcome this planet. Amen? Be of courage, be of good cheer, because I have overcome this world. Praise the Lord. And he said to us that you shall encounter many challenges on this planet. Praise the Lord. As children of God, it is not a question of if I'm going to encounter a problem. It is a question of when you're going to encounter a problem. If you are in a problem right now, thank God, because God is on a verge of bringing an answer in your life. Because why? How do I know that? That the Bible tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them in all. Somebody say all. In all of them. And you know what? This might seem as a cliche to you, that, you know, we are encountered, sometimes we encounter many problems and we encounter afflictions. But God promises us that He will deliver us. In other words, if we stay put and if we stay committed to Him and if our focus is on the Lord, surely He will come and deliver us in all of those afflictions that we encounter on a single basis. Amen? And there are many problems that we encounter. If I'm to give each one of us an opportunity to express the things that you have encountered in this life, you know what? One Sunday or even one day will not be enough for you to express the things that you have encountered in your life. But I know there are also people here who can say that in spite of the problems that I've encountered, in spite of anguishes that I've gone through, in the middle of the night tossing left and right and lacking sleep because of things that I'm going through, how many of you have encountered sleeplessness because of things that you are going through? Okay, thank you for your honesty. Because I have also gone through some times in my life where I could not sleep just because of things that surrounded me. Things that hit me until I wondered, Lord, is there a God in heaven who understands the things that I'm going through? Praise the Lord. But it was only a question of time after trusting the Lord. And I'm not trying to lessen the fact that when you have a problem, that it is a very difficult moment. But you know, it is through things that we encounter on a daily basis that when you see the Lord crossing you over into a certain issue, then you are saying, Allah, kwani God is still with me. And you know, the next moment you are going to have an appointment with a problem or with an anguish, God is able to remind you of how He was able to cause you cross over the problem that you had just recently. Amen? And kind of like, I like the way the Lord works it in us, so that you're kind of like, when I encounter a problem, I say, I know this is a problem. I have no idea how I'm going to solve this. I have nobody that I can call at this moment, but I know for sure that God somehow will come through for me. Let me tell you, that is a blessedness that a child of God, when you arrive at that moment knowing that I'm having a problem right now, but in my knower, I know somehow, somewhat, God is going to come through for me. Amen? Let me tell you, if you are in that position in your life, you need to thank God. Amen? Because it is not a question of if you're going to encounter a problem. It is a question of when you're going to encounter a problem. But I want to know that when I encounter a problem, that God is in my case. Praise the Lord. That when even my bank account is tending towards zero, when my bank account is actually cross zero to the negative side, I know that God surely shall come through for me. Amen? There are things that happen to us not because of our own accord. There are things that just happen to us because life just plays things unfairly to certain people. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. And let me tell you, there's one thing that I was blessed through this conference. The man of God came and spoke to us, and I'm planning actually to get a CD duplicated for every meeting and have it available for each one of us. So somebody is organizing, and we are going to get those CDs, and I would like each one of us to listen to those CDs because I believe strongly that this man was sent to Dallas for us. Praise God. And we ought to listen to what God had sent him to bring to us. It is of high importance that we listen and be edified by the word of the Lord. And the man of God spoke and he said that all things are spiritual. Amen? All things are spiritual. Oh, everything. It doesn't, I mean, sometimes we say that, you know what, I'm not in full-time ministry, or this is secular, or we're able to classify things that are spiritual and things that are not spiritual. But you know, I've come to understand that all things are spiritual. And according to the word that we just read there in the book of Colossians, the Bible says that God Himself is the one who created certain thrones, He created dominions, He created principalities. Hallelujah. God created everything that you can see. God created everything that we cannot see. Do you believe there are things that we don't see by our naked eyes? Yes, those things that you do not see today, God Himself created them. Praise the Lord. and by His power. And I believe, therefore, that anything that we ever need in our lives, when God predestined you to be conformed to His image and to His likeness, hallelujah, somebody, He also created everything that you'd ever need on your lifetime here on planet Earth. How many of you believe that? That when God created you, He knew that on a certain day that you'd encounter a certain problem and that there would be a certain solution to that problem. So God Himself has orchestrated everything and the systems of this earth so that everything that we encounter is not unfamiliar to God. And therefore, your answers and solutions to the problems that we encounter every day are already there. They have already been prepared. Praise be to God. And so if I would tell you that everything is spiritual, and the spiritual realm is a realm that we ought to understand, because in it, there is everything that we would need. Praise be to God. And I thank God for the scripture that we read in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 3, saying that by faith, the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. Amen? So what you see, what you're able to see or to fathom with your own physical eyes, was not declared out of a realm that we can recognize. In other words, God spoke out of a realm that we cannot see so that things just became manifest. Amen? So He spoke certain things. He spoke the plans out of an invisible world, and He said, let there be, and things just manifested. So if God was able to speak things out of an unseen realm, does it also mean, therefore, that God can call things that you're going through, solutions out of an unseen realm, into so that they can become manifest, so that you'll be able to see the solutions to the problems that we face every day? So all things are spiritual. Praise the Lord. The answers that for the agonies that you're going through, they are somewhere. The answers are somewhere. But they need somebody to get into the spiritual realm. Praise be to God. And reach out for that answer. And so that when you call it out of the spiritual realm, it can become manifest. And so that you can have your answer. Amen. So to speak, the spiritual realm is the reservoir of everything that we ever need on this planet. Oh, glory be to Jesus. The spiritual realm is the reservoir of everything that we ever needed here. That means, therefore, whenever I have a problem in a certain area of my life, whenever I'm having things that I'm struggling with, even in this life, things that I can even witness in my own life, things never just became. They emanated from somewhere. Amen? And I would like you to know that, and I thank God even for the man of God reminding us this, that you know, even senior political leaders of countries, they have known that their power cannot be derived from any physical quarter. We don't see them going into a psychiatrist or somebody who can tell them how to do it. There's some who do it, but most of them who know the power behind everything and that moves here on this planet, they know how to console, and they go back to their communities, especially back in Africa. Many leaders, and you know them, they go back to their traditional homes, and they consult with their traditional leaders, and they are able to consult with the witchcraft so that they can derive power, even to rule and to lead and to go where they want to go. Now, if people who do not know Christ know that there is power in the spiritual and that everything that they would need lies in the spiritual realm, how much more we as children of God ought to know and recognize and appreciate the power that God has given us, that we can go into the spiritual realm and tap and get everything that we need for this life. Now, I want you to know that there is a war in heaven in the spiritual realm that takes place every single time. The devil knows that Every answer that you need in this life is in the spiritual realm. And let me tell you, if there's anything the devil hates and worries about, is the life of even the weakest Christian falling on their knees. Because the moment every Christian, every believer who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior learns how to communicate with God, that throws the devil into tantrums, and the demons of hell make meetings, and they make abrupt meetings to just shut you down. And you have seen this every moment you have decided even to kneel down to pray. There are distractions. That's when you receive a call from an uncle that you have not had in 4 years. That is when you receive something that your child, it's something is needed from school, then you need to leave what you're doing right now and run to school. All these distractions, all these things are not just coincidental things that happen, but it is a kingdom the devil knows. The devil understands that the moment Christian learns how to tap from the supernatural, that he is a victor and that his kingdom is going to be defeated. The devil knows that the moment you connect with your designed connection, he knows that when you know the pathway to get to the pathway that leads to where your blessing is, he knows that he has been conquered. And so the devil will try to do everything to manipulate the spiritual realm, so that the moment you pray, you feel like this is a bother. When the moment you set yourself to pray, you feel this is there's an impediment. The moment you feel you want to pray, there is a disinterest that is so dark that you cannot even explain. Why? Because there are demons of hell that have been assigned to come and destroy that connection that God has given you access to, so that you don't reach it out. Praise the Lord. How do I know this? You and I have read the book of Daniel, right? When Daniel knew that he had a responsibility to do and to pray regarding the children of Israel, he set himself to pray. Amen. The Bible tells us that he prayed, but he didn't receive the answer. And some of you who have read that scripture in the book of Daniel, you know that it was after 21 days, that there was a manifestation of what he was praying for. And the angel of the Lord comes and tells Daniel that the Lord answered you the first day that you called upon him. But there was a battle that was instigated in the spiritual realm to hinder your answer from coming to you, to hinder the manifestation of your answer. Why? Because the devil knew that if this answer would come to you, Israel would come together and they will begin to seek the Lord as a mighty force, and the enemies of God, the devils themselves, will be defeated. I'd like to tell somebody in this church today that the moment you set your heart to pray and to seek the Lord, there is an answer that is released. Why? Because you're a child of God. Amen. I came across a verse in the Bible that I really like. Go to 1 John 5, verse number 4. The book of 1 John, chapter number 5, verse 4. This is what the Bible says. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. Okay, and it's following a few verses from there. And his commandments are not burdensome. Verse number 4. Because everyone born of God overcomes. Can you finish it for me? Everyone who is born of God does what? Everyone who is born of God conquers the world. Amen? And this is the victory that has conquered the world. Your faith. Amen? Your faith has conquered. It is kind of like an emblem that you can put on your chest as you go about doing the activities of this planet. When you encounter a problem, the devil knows already that you are a conqueror. You have overcome this world by your faith. Glory be to Jesus. This is what? That whoever has been born of God conquers the world. Now, how do you conquer the world? You have conquered the systems of this world. You have conquered any word that has been spoken against you. Anything that the world offers against you as a Christian, the Bible says that you have already. See, it doesn't say that you will conquer, but the Bible says that conquers. In other words, you have already conquered the world. Amen? And these are truths as children of God we need to learn. This is the truth I need to learn as I go through my day and as I encounter hiccups here and there when things seem to have hit a hard place and a stone and a wall and I cannot go through past the wall. I need to know that, you know what? This, anybody who is born of God has conquered the world. And this is the victory that has conquered. I want you to know the victory God has given you that has conquered the systems of this world, that has conquered any kind of problem that the enemy might throw at you, that has conquered anything that will come in the future, that has conquered that bank account that has gone down and you don't even know what to do. God says that this is the victory that I've given the child of God. Your faith. Amen. Even with as little as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. You can speak to this mountain and tell it, be moved from here, be thrown into the sea. Amen? And the Bible tells me that to each one of us, there has been given a measure of faith. There's no one in this auditorium today. There's no one in this house who can tell me, Pastor Tony, I don't think I have faith. But the Bible tells me that to each one has been given a measure of faith. And the measure of faith that you have been given is the emblem that tells you that you have victory. Praise the Lord. So, the people of this world may not really understand when you're struggling, when you're going through difficult situations, when you are crying out for the thing that you need the Lord to do it for you. They may not understand when you stand up and testify of the victory that God has given you, because it is ironic to talk of you are a victor, yet you're going through trouble. It is ironical to say that you're victorious and you're successful, yet when you open up your pockets, you don't have no money. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he says this is the victory that has conquered the world. Praise the Lord. So no matter what the devil has planned against you, I want us to know tonight, I want us to know this afternoon, that the devil has no power to conquer any one of us in the name of Jesus. He has no power to overrun any one of us in the name of Jesus. He has no power to overrun any of our children in the name of Jesus. He has no power to overrun the place of your work in the name of Jesus. He has no power to overrun my family in the name of Jesus. He has no power to overrun my children in the name of Jesus. Oh God, he has no power to overrun anything that is connected to me, because I have the emblem of victory, and that is my faith. Are you listening to me? And this is the confidence when we know that there is a reservoir that we can go in the spiritual realm. That thank God for Daniel, because he never gives up. The reason why we have not received the things that we prayed for is because when you pray for one day, when we pray for a few minutes, we are just overcrowded, and you know the devil bombards us with this unbelief spirit in our lives, telling us, oh, you don't even amount to anything. You don't remember where you came from. Remember, you didn't even have a car. Remember, even your father didn't have this. Remember, even your parents didn't have that and those and this and the other. He tells you all this thing and kind of communicates to our belief system, so that now we miss the blessing because we don't believe what you're praying for. Amen. But this is the confidence that even as we usher into the spiritual realm, I'm not getting into the spiritual realm. Let me tell you, I was taught this past weekend that I need to call things from the spiritual realm, things that belong to me, things that I've not received for some time. I come now as a victor. I have the emblem of victory over my life, and I'm stepping into the spiritual realm. Devil, you better be prepared, because no amount of intimidation is going to intimidate me, because I have an emblem of victory. And I know you have sent and located and strategized several demons on my way, but I'm coming anyway because I have an emblem of victory. I'm coming by faith. I'm coming by faith. I'm coming by faith. I'm coming by faith. And I'm holding up my faith because it is my victory. I was taught to call things from the spiritual realm. Call the things that you want from the spiritual realm. And I believe that is what there are things that Daniel knew about it. Even while he was not in the, he was still in the Old Testament. He continued to pray. The Bible says for 21 days, he continued to pray and he continued to pray. And today, let me tell you, there are things that happened in the Bible that they were written for us, man. I don't even believe, let me tell you, it may have been for Daniel, Pastor Shi. It may have been written for him, but it was also written for me. Why? Because now I have the confidence that when I pray and I don't get my answer, and it tells me, keep pushing. Keep pushing, Tony. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Because as you pray, there is a war in the heavenlies on your that is taking place to prevent you from getting the answer. Amen? I'm on the topic that God created everything. That everything is spiritual. That God created everything. The things that you cannot see. And the things that you can see. There are people who are waging war against you. Right now. Okay. I will say it again so that you know. Whether you know it or not. There are people who may be waging war against you. But whether you know it or not. Whether you are able to see them. There are people who can come physically and you know such and such is working my downfall in my workplace and he has been speaking to my boss concerning me, not because I did anything, but they are going behind the corners wanting to so that I may be laid off and you might be knowing them. Amen? They are enemies every time that we encounter every time. But on the same time, they are angels that God has commissioned to come and take care of you. Ah. I wish you know this. That their God dispatches even right now in this church. And I honor you angels. There are angels all around here. You may not see them, but they are here. They are here ministering to you. They are here so that you can take this word that I'm speaking right now and deposit it in your heart. You cannot deposit this word in your heart by yourself. You need a divine power, divine strength to cause that word to bring and so that you can be able to see. Amen? How do I know this? You remember of the story of Gehazi. Gehazi, the servant of Elisha. You know when they were being confronted by the armies of Aram? If you read that in the book of 2 Kings chapter number 6, it tells you that the Arameans wanted to come against the children of Israel. And you know what? Elisha was just like a man like us too. Bible says Elijah was a man like us, but I also believe that Elisha, his successor, was just like a man like us. Like you, Sister Jerry. He was just like a man like us, Elisha. And when the Arameans came against the children of Israel, you know, the children of Israel, they strategically put soldiers in certain positions so that as the children of Israel would go, they would just abruptly come up on them and just kill them and destroy them. But the servant of God, Elisha, would strategically tell the king of Israel, oh, you know what? They are planning to stay in Richardson. There are some who have been stationed in Dallas. There are some who have been stationed in Bedford. So avoid those routes. And every time they would go, they would realize that in each point, the children of Israel would avoid those routes. And the king of Aram said, how is it? There's someone among us. Oh, goodness gracious. I wish somebody can get this. There is somebody among us in this army who has secretively been going to tell the king of Israel about where we are going and the points where we've been waiting the children of Israel. Huh? Let me tell you, when things will be happening in your life, people will be saying, oh, there's somebody who helps you behind the scenes. You know, there's somebody, you have a godfather somewhere. That's what they say. You have a godfather who comes to promote you and help you. Every time you are almost down, I see you pop up and you're walking tall and God is helping you. And they'll be saying there is somebody who is helping you out. But they don't know that you have the divine connection somewhere. They don't know what you say in the closet. They don't know how many angels come around about you. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. And that's what they said. There must be one of you who has been sneaking in and telling the children of Israel. And one of the soldiers told him, don't you know that there is a man of God? Hallelujah. Don't you know there is a man of God who knows what you say in the very bedroom with your wife? I wish the devil can say that of me. Don't you know there is a man of God in Dallas? Eh? Who understands what you are planning against the church? Who understands what you are planning against the members of Empowerment Christian Center? And he warns them and tells them, do not go by this way, because you're going to be destroyed. And the king of Aram was mad. And he said, let us go and seize this man. We are going to surround the city where he is. And surely they came in their numbers and they surrounded the city. You want to tell me that Elisha didn't know about this? Elisha actually was sleeping. He was sleeping comfortably. Let me tell you, it is one thing to know to have confidence in God, but regardless of what the enemy might throw at you, you are at peace. Amen? Regardless of the problems that we encounter, you are at peace. Knowing that there's nothing that I can do with this problem right now, God has to show up so that he can deliver me. And I believe that is what was in Elisha's mind. And so the Bible says that his servant Gehazi gets out. And what he sees mesmerizes him. He sees soldiers in horses and chariots surrounding the city. And I can empathize with Elisha, because the servant of Elisha, Gehazi, because I would have done the same. He rushes into where the man of God was sleeping and taps him. I believe maybe he woke up. Okay, why are you sleeping? And you should know what is happening. The servant of the Lord, I believe, told him, hey, cool down. What's wrong with you? Huh? Check out this. He prayed. Don't worry. He told him, don't worry. The ones that surround us. Amen. The ones, Elisha said, don't be afraid for those who are with us. Outnumber those who are with them. Amen. And I'm telling you the same thing. Those that are with you, outnumber the people who surround you trying for your downfall. And it doesn't matter in whatever area. It might be in your workplace. It might be at home. You know, chaos just spring out of anywhere. Your children going berserk anywhere. I want to tell you as a man of God that the people, those that surround you are greater in number than those that are working for the downfall of your children. Than those that are working for your downfall at your workplace. Than those that are working for the downfall of your financial status. They are great number. Oh, glory to Jesus. And Elisha said, he prayed to the Lord. Lord, open up his eyes. Oh, my God. Lord, open up his eyes. Doesn't it mean, therefore, that there are things that we cannot see by our own eyes? Doesn't it mean that there are victories that the Lord has set for us, and all we need to tell the Lord is, God, open up my eyes that I may see this victory. I can feel it, I can sense it, I can smell it, but I need to see it. I can almost feel like there's something that is working out for me somewhere. But Lord, open up my eyes that I may see this victory that you have given me. I pray tonight that the Lord will open up our eyes and see the greatness and the immenseness of what God is just about to do at Empowerment Christian Center. Amen? We may not look at it. We may not even see it at it right now, but I believe there is a wind that is coming to our church. I believe because there are men and women who are calling upon the name of the Lord. I believe because I'm calling it and I'm maneuvering in the spiritual realm, calling those things that are not as if they are in the name of Jesus. I may not have seen a worship leader, but I'm calling for a worship leader from the spiritual to be manifested. And I'm telling God, open up my eyes. God, open up my eyes. I'm telling God, open up my eyes. Say with me, God, open up my eyes. Open up my eyes, Lord. Open up my eyes that I may see the victories that are there for me. You need to see it, because when you see it, oh, there's something. Let me tell you, there's a difference between when you sense it, when you feel like there's something happening, and there's a difference when you feel and sense and when you see. When you see, you have this boldness. Nemoke. You know, you say, watch our kuche. Eh? But when you don't see it, you'll be saying, oh, Kai, oh, Mwadani, oh, Baba Deidia, oh. But when you see it, you're saying, ah, kakucheni, kwani nyinyi ni nani? Come! Because you know, those are with you. And the servant of Elisha gets out and sees this multitude. Can you see how he reacted after seeing all this multitude? My God, this is the God that I serve, man. Come on now. Watch our coach. Yeah? You can walk high when you know that God is on your side. Let me tell you, you can beat them to come. Come on. Come on, I'm here. Come and let's see what you can do. Hallelujah. And this is what was in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were never intimidated by King Nebuchadnezzar. They told them, if you're not going to bow to me, I'm going to bow into the fire. I believe King Nebuchadnezzar, I believe these Hebrew children, they beat to the Lord and said, Lord, open up our eyes. Let us see the salvation that you're just about to bring. Let us see it, Lord. You may not really physically see it, but you can sense it and you can see it with your spiritual eyes. And this boy told King Nebuchadnezzar, listen, O king, even if the Lord that we serve do not come to rescue us, we are not going to bow to you. Hallelujah. Christianity calls for radicalism, whereby you say, the last time the servant of the Lord was in Dallas, he said, I refuse to be comforted. You know, telling you that, you know, everything is going to be okay. He said, refuse to be comforted. Refuse to stay at the status quo. Atikwamba, you know what? If you're born at a idea too with what you have, you know it is going to be okay. No, I refuse to be comforted until I see the answer. Because the answer is there. The answer lay somewhere in the shelves of heaven. They're somewhere in the spiritual realm. So how can I be comforted? If there is a way for me to maneuver through the spiritual realm, I am gonna maneuver. And I'm not gonna maneuver just like that because I have an emblem of victory upon my life. So I want the devil to know that even when I come in the spiritual realm, that I know what I am, I know what I want, and I know what I and I know who I am. Praise the Lord. See, the thing is, we had a Bible study the other day, and I believe Pastor Julius will bring this word to us. Knowing who you are. When you know who you are and whose you are, oh my God. Sister Carol, when you know who you are, when I know who I am as Tony, that I'm the child of the Most High God, and you know who God is, that you belong to Him, you're His son or you're His daughter, nothing in this planet should be able to intimidate you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we wind up this service, let's tell God to open up our eyes to see those that are greater around surrounding us than those who are physically attacking us. In the name of Jesus. There is an answer to every cry. There is an answer to every problem. There is a solution to every problem. I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it is a sickness or disease that has confused the doctors and they have even branded it a name that you cannot even pronounce. I believe there is an answer. There is a healing that is stored somewhere. And all we need to do is reach out to that answer so that it can be manifest. It might not take a day. It might not take a month. It might take a few days of pressing, maneuvering in the spirit so that we can get hold of it and cause it to be manifest. In the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you shall open your eyes. Father, if your servant Elisha prayed for his servant to be open, for his eyes to be open, you can also open up our eyes. Open up our eyes and see the potential that we have. Open up your eyes that we may see the solutions that are on the way. Open up our eyes that we may see answers to the problems we have in our children. Open up our eyes that we may see the answers we have to our financial downfall. Open up our eyes that we may see the answers to everything that affects us, O Lord, on this earth. In the name of Jesus. Be it sickness, be it disease, be it things that you have encountered, be it your family, from your family members are back at home, always calling you, lashing out at you. Oh yes, there is answer. There are answers everywhere to every problem that we encounter. And those answers are just waiting to be scooped from the spiritual realm. Father, I pray that you shall open up our eyes. Open up our eyes that we may see your goodness, that we may see your salvation, that we may see your mercy in the name of Jesus. You created everything, everything that we can see from an unseen realm. And therefore, Lord, we know that even things that we have not seen yet, they have been created for our purpose. And I thank you, Father, for the lives of each and every one of us. Lord, we call from the spiritual realm answers to our problems right now in the name of Jesus. We get into the spiritual realm, and we call them right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, issues that regard our relationships, issues that regard our relatives, we reach out into the spiritual realm and we call them out in the name of Jesus. We call them out in the name of Jesus. We call them out in the name of Jesus. We call them out in the name of Jesus. Issues that have taken too long, oh God, now is the time. We are reaching out in the spiritual realm. We are reaching out in the spiritual realm. We are not afraid to reach out, and we are calling those things that are not as if they are. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you shall strengthen us, that you shall cause us to know who we are and whose we are in the name of Jesus. That even as we get into the marketplaces, nothing is going to intimidate us in the name of Jesus, because we have victory planted on our chests to the glory and honor of your name. Father, I pray for those that may have needs right now. Lord, I pray that you shall meet with every need in the name of Jesus, according to your riches in glory. I thank you because you're faithful. I thank you because you're merciful. I thank you because you know us by our names. I thank you because, Lord, nothing happens when you're not aware that you're not aware. In the name of Jesus, you are coming through for us, Lord, even as a church. You are coming through even for our finances as a church. You are coming through for our building project in the name of Jesus. Yes, I know there is an answer to get our building in the name of Jesus, to the glory and honor of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, endow each one of us with favor. Endow each one of us with your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you this afternoon. We pray you and we pray this believing and trusting in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can you give Jesus a mighty hand? He is worthy. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.